It's Dee Dee LaPrac. This is your show, Black Women with Other Brothers, three times weekly from the Tenderloin District in San Francisco, California. It's Monday, July 13th, 2020. How are you? How's everything going? I hope everything is well for you. Today, I am going to talk about mental health. And my housekeeping is thanking you as usual. Thank you so much for coming along on this journey. This is one of two podcasts I have. I appreciate you listening, subscribing, and recommending. Thank you very much. And I hope everything is well with you and your family. So, everybody, ish is hitting the fan still. I don't know about you, but I continue to stay out of danger zones. I continue to avoid any big public gatherings. I'm never going to do any Black Lives Matter protest. To each her own, of course. We're all adults here, right? You do what you want to do. I saw a video of a young lady got shot. I see videos of them here in California getting beaten. Black people who show up who are not on the side of Black Lives Matter are getting beaten. It seems that Black Lives Matter people are turning into gigantic bullies. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm putting my words exactly where I want them. They seem to be bullies. I see them going to churches. I saw a video where this Black Lives Matter guy, he was a black male. To me, he seemed like he would have went there cruising. You know what I mean when I say cruising? It's gay males picking up each other, or people going around to sexually pick up other people. And he had one of those, did I talk about this before? I don't remember if I talked about it with you guys or with my other podcast, San Francisco Dam. Anyway, he was bullying people. And then I saw a video where people were, they were harassing this couple, this white couple. And the couple said, all lives matter. And they're like, I thought Black Lives Matter, B. And then they started beating the person up. There are like thousands of videos of black people acting like stark, raving lunatics. I saw a video where these guys were beating up a guy for singing a rap song where they used the N-word. And the guy was white. There are so many videos out there. It's hard to keep up. They're on TikTok or Nick Knock or whatever. It's just like, whew, you need to keep your head together. You have to keep your head on straight. Today, Monday, the 13th of July, 2020, was my therapy. As you know, people are barely making it to hospitals unless it's medical emergencies. I did a video conference call with my therapist. That went well. I do miss being in the room with him. I really enjoy my therapist. He's Hispanic. He's so sweet. He has emotional intelligence. He knows how to talk. He knows how to listen. He knows how to repeat. And I know that things are topsy-turvy. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world, which is why I recommend a professional therapist. And you might be thinking, I can't afford that. Well, you can't afford not to have a therapist now. Now it's like essential. It's like some people getting their hair and nails done. It's essential. You have to be able to talk to somebody outside of your peer group, outside of your family, outside of your friends. You have to be able to do that. Somebody who is mandated, who is not going to reveal your secrets. Your friends are not your therapist. Now, thankfully, I've been in therapy on and off since I was 19. Yeah, that's a long time for a middle-aged woman. To me, a therapist is like a friend that you could spill your guts to, keeps you on track, who is not going to betray your secrets. That's the thing. A therapist is not going to betray your secrets, and your friends will. Yeah, we all know that. You'll be talking to somebody, and they're like, well, she told me that her husband, you know, slaps her when the food is late. And you're like, wow. And they'll say, well, don't tell anybody. I told you. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell anybody. I told you. That's what people do. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, oh, Dee Dee, you can talk to me. You can tell me. And I know that I cannot because I trust my vibe. I only go so far with my friends and my family. My therapist is a person that I'm going to spill my guts to. I'm going to be really vulnerable to, and I'm going to cry if I want to. Some people, it's not safe to cry around them. I am a vulnerable, a feminine woman, and I express myself freely. And I do cry in front of my friends if I want to. If I were friends with someone and they were telling me to stop crying, the friendship would be over. Friendship would be over. And all this Black Lives Matter, like I said before, it's beating a dead horse. To me, it's so funny. How can they say Black Lives Matter when Black lives don't matter to Black people? Everybody knows that this is like a psychological operation. This is like the Matrix. Everybody's running around. We're supposed to bow down to Black people, which of course means blackmail. Protect a Black male from police brutality. It's a Black male protecting children, family. Most are not. Yeah, some of you know those good guys. Some of you might be that good guy. Most of us don't know that good guy, or the good guy is our nephew. The good guy is rarely our father. I said some of you have those good fathers. The good guy is rarely the Black father. I hate to say it like that, because a Black father, the good Black father, is like a purple unicorn. I know some people, the people I know who have had good Black fathers, they are successful in life. I found that if you've got a good Black father as a Black person, you are successful in life. That's almost like a given. And that's hard to say, considering that I was raised basically fatherless. My parents divorced. Everybody knows that about me, but I'm not egotistical enough to assume that you know that. My father abandoned the family. I went into therapy at 19 voluntarily so I can get my head on straight and fix my daddy issues, which I did. Now, all this Black Lives Matter stuff, I'm seeing it now as division. And now they're using white women as their shields, and the white people, the misfit white people, are going around saying, Black Lives Matter. This is all just to get out of the house. Listen, honeys, please talk to somebody. You could talk to somebody online. There's a lot of free mental health help available, and I really hope you get it. And many of you already do have your therapy. Okay, so this is your show. I appreciate you listening. Black Women with Other Brothers, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, short format show.